Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
Hi, good morning. This is Jay from Chime Bank Dispute Department. Please note that this call is being recorded for quality purposes. I'm calling on behalf of our mutual customer named Linda, and she reached out to us regarding a transaction made on her account, which she said that it is unauthorized. For us to avoid finding chargeback, we would like to confirm this transaction with you. What are the information do you need for me to validate this?
The customer zip code.
Customer zip code, wait. 1304.
Thank you.
Yeah, by the way, what is your name again?
It's Kenya. That's K-E-N-Y-A.
Kenya.
And that zip code was 1304?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I couldn't locate anything with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Yeah, the last four digits is 9579.
Thank you. And could I have their first and last name?
First and last name is Linda Wilkins.
Thank you. And that was 9579?
Sorry, yeah, 9579. The last four digits of the account number or the card number.
Okay, so I still didn't see anything come up with that. Would you be able to provide me with the first six digits of the card?
Yeah, the first six digits is 4232-23.
Thank you for that.
And you're welcome.
Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify her mailing address, please?
Mail address is 1859 Belcher Drive, Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you. And how could I help you?
Actually, I just need confirmation if we have those matching information like email address.
Right. So the email address is auntlinda45@gmail.com.
How about the phone number?
We do not have a phone number.
Yeah, but we have matching information like the physical address that you provided earlier.
Right.
Thank you for that, Kenya. That's all. I don't have any other concern.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Have a great shift.
Oh, you too.